Hello and welcome to The Jen Marples Show. I'm your host, Jen Marples, founder of the Jen Marples Agency, mentor to women worldwide, and your number one champion and cheerleader dedicated to helping you embrace and rock midlife. The Jen Marples Show has one goal, to empower you so you can go out and power the world. So each week, I'll bring you conversations with incredible women who will inspire us, educate us, and motivate us to live our best lives. I also pop on solo to share my best advice, tips, and tools to help you unapologetically go for your midlife dreams, embrace your age, and become unstoppable. If you are looking for a change, ready to uplevel your life and business, or pivot into something new, then this is the show for you. And know this, you're not too fucking old to step into the midlife spotlight and claim all that you desire. It's your time to shine, and I am so glad you're here.
Hello, beautiful listeners. Today we're doing something a little bit different, and I am replaying my International Women's Day State of the State sort of address that I gave last Friday, March 8th, which was International Women's Day, to a beautiful group of women. I thought it would be a really lovely way for you to hear how I run some of my live events and what we talk about. And there was really beautiful conversation that occurred afterwards. So I said, you know, this is just chock full of so much goodness and so much inspiration and wisdom from the attendees that I said, let's run it as the podcast this week. And of course, so many of you who listen had RSVP'd and people couldn't make it for various reasons. And I said, you know, I'm going to post this as a podcast so everybody has access to the wisdom and, you know, really gets a little bit of an insight into, you know, what is the state of the state today for midlife women? And also what are the gorgeous and wonderful opportunities? So I hope you enjoy this little twist on the Jen Marples Show podcast. Dig in and take a lot away from a beautiful conversation that was had on a most wonderful day, which was International Women's Day. Have a beautiful day, ladies.
For those of you who don't know me, and I think most of you do, I am Jen Marples. My signature color is pink. My signature phrase is you're not too fucking old. And I've added a little secondary piece to that, which is to step into the midlife spotlight. And I'm the host of the Jen Marples Show, and it's a big week. I just dropped episode number 150. It has been like a 2.5 year journey. And the whole mission of the podcast is to empower all of you so you can go out there and power the world. There's been some recurring themes that have popped up. There's menopause, midlife. I know we're dealing with so much at this phase, and we're going to talk about that. But, you know, a lot of us have kids at home. We're dealing with aging parents. We're hard charging in careers, or we're career pivoting, or we've taken time off and we're getting back into the career world, or something sudden and unexpected happened and our lives have changed and maybe been turned upside down. And that's sort of like what happens in midlife. It's the whole midlife soup, I like to call it. But I'm here to tell you that I do believe that the second half of life is the best part of life. It's just a reframing and an attitude shift. And so with the podcast, I've just sort of up-leveled the branding and I've just tightened the focus so that all of you, I've heard it 100 times, we are all doing so many things. And so the podcast in particular, and I did a podcast, I mean, I'm on YouTube now too. That's a big one. The podcast is so you can do all those things and take the podcast and my guests with you as you're running errands, going on your walks, doing all the things that we all do because we do a lot. We all need a lot of information because there's a lot of stuff going on. And so that is what the podcast is all about. And my shiny new announcement for this week, I've been slowly dripping it out, is that I have just kicked off the Jen Marples Agency, which is just an expansion of the business coaching and advising that I've been doing with so many of you beautiful faces. And really, it's taking the best of what I know how to do since I'm a 30 plus year PR and marketing professional and pour it into who I'm most passionate about, which is, of course, all of you. Women over 40, women in midlife, because here's a staggering statistic. 70% of the voices out there are men. And so if we don't get our voices out there and we don't really work hard at it and we work together at it, you know, if it's your business or even just if it's a nonprofit, if it's just getting your voice heard at the damn PTA, like we all need the support, we need the skills, we need the tools. So women in midlife, as you can see, by all the women in this room are all doing such different things. And we want to impact lives. And I think that's the other thing that happens at this stage is that we want to do mission-driven work. And even if our 9-to-5 doesn't feel mission-driven, there's a lot of things that we're doing on the side that are. And that's really important, I think, from this point on moving forward. I also do a lot of speaking. I throw events. I'm putting in some more virtual events versus in person because I know there's people all over the country. So I want to be able to reach out and touch everyone. So I'm very excited about this. This year is going to be a big year of just even throwing more out there to serve my ladies who are in midlife and we're badasses and queens. And I just need you to know that. Okay. So I'm going to take it down a little notch and get a little serious for a second before I kind of dive into what I want to talk to you about today. If everyone can close their eyes just for a sec, I want us, because it's International Women's Day, I want us to just take a moment to pause and reflect on the women that came before us. Many of us in this room could be first generation American. We could be the first in our families to have gone to college. And we come from this long line of women who had to fight really hard to get us to where we are today. It makes me emotional. I'm going to tell a story about my grandmother. Rest her soul. She was 96 when she passed 13 years ago. I just think about it. Grandma had a little bald spot on the top of her head. She was the mother of five children. My mom was one of them. And it's because she worked in the school cafeteria with five kids to make extra money. My grandfather was a postman. And so I just think of her hunched over. She lost her hair because of those hot lights that were in the cafeteria at the time. And she raised this wonderful family. Of course, my mom, I come from a long line of strong women. But if my grandmother didn't sacrifice and do all that, you know, I wouldn't be here today. And I didn't meet my great-great-grandmother, so I don't know what she was like. But I just think it's really important to think about all the women that had to go through all that they had to go through to get us to where we are today. I get emotional talking about it because we're in the go, go, go and the do, do, do. And it's hard to forget. Or hard to remember, rather, where we've been and where our ancestors have been. And a lot of us, we can kind of carry a lot of that with us. We do. I mean, it's a proven fact. We carry some of that trauma and all that with us. But the good news is we've got each other and we're here today. You know, you've made it. Those women who came before you did something right for you to be here today. So I just wanted to take that time just to reflect on them and that we're riding on the wings of all those women that have came before us. And so thank you, Grandma. Thank you, my mom. Thank you to all those women for allowing us to be here today. So I want to talk a little bit. I called this little chat the state of the state. So what is the state of the state of midlife women? You know, I've really been digging into this world. I mean, I'm 54. Over 2.5 years, I really have been doing work with women for years. But really hardcore at it for 2.5 with the launch of my podcast and coaching and advising women. I mean, sadly, I see a lot for, I'm going to make a caveat here. I see a ton of opportunity, but I want it to be rooted in the actual hard, cold facts. And one of the hard, cold facts is, and this just applies to all women, not just us on this call, is that there's just a lot of misogyny out there. We're living in a patriarchal society and we're all collectively, you know, working hard to fight and change those structures. But just knowing it feels hard, and especially being a woman over 40, it is hard. It is hard because it wasn't made to be easy. We didn't make the rules. So you are feeling very real feelings and don't deny those. And misogyny shows up in a couple different ways. We've got, you know, what it feels like in the corporate world. We see it in advertising. We know it just in our bones, just by how, and I'm going to get into this in a minute, of how we have thoughts about other women. I'm going to use Madonna as an example. So we can internalize misogyny, even if we think that we're good. We're all women supporting women. Like, I'm good. I'm advanced. I've got this. I was chatting with a woman the other day who just saw Madonna. And I was like, oh my God, I missed the Madonna concert in San Francisco. I can't believe I missed it. And she was saying, I just can't believe she's 65 and she's out there doing all these things. And I'm like, yeah, isn't it great? It's so amazing. She's 65. She's Madonna. Like, first of all, it's like running a marathon every night and she's fabulous and she has costume changes and it's so athletic and it's Madonna. And she was like, no, it's just so sexual. And I was like, oh, you're missing the point. That was a big indicator. And I told her, I said, that's internalized misogyny. Who's saying that women 65 can't be sexy? It's a big reason why I'm doing everything that I'm doing. It's because it's unconscious. A lot of our thoughts and feelings that we have are unconscious. And it's because it's all been drilled into us. We weren't the ones saying that we can't be sexy and cool at 65. We're not the ones saying we can't start a business at 70. That's the world that we live in. I will take one for the team any day of the week from Madonna because she's a queen and our queen is rocking stages at 65. And there's so many more examples like that. You know, ageism. So ageism is rampant. I feel like it's the last little bit of the DEI, those little boxes of DEI that we check all those boxes. Ageism, I think, is the last one. Many of you on the call work in the menopause midlife world, and you know this. Those of you who work in corporate America or work with women in corporate America know this. I know women are scared about losing jobs. Women are nervous about finding jobs. The men come to me too, you guys, and I say, I don't have time for white men. I'm sorry. Maybe in the next world, next life, you know, you'll be on my list. But right now, you're kind of the last. But thanks for, you know, thanks for your tears and your frustration. I got to deal with the women. So it's very real and true. And, you know, we're trying to fight. Renee brought up female quotient. You guys should all follow female quotient because Shelley Zales is, she's great. I just saw her in person a couple of weeks ago. She's fighting really hard. Her whole thing is equality. And so we've got ageism. And then we've also got, of course, you know, pay disparity. It's something like they're stating like 135-ish years still to get to pay equality. They want to make it 5, and I'm all for that. So it gets harder and harder as we get older. So I just want to state this, the state of the state. Like, this is what we're dealing with. And then, of course, just the general feeling of what we've been told we can and can't do as women, and of course, as older women. And all we need to do is look at men in power and know that nothing has anything to do with age regarding competence and brilliance. We are actually perfectly primed. Our brains are like at the best right now in midlife. And that is just a fact. I'm going to have some brain doctors on my podcast to further drive home that fact. We are brilliant and we've got decades of experience. We're only declining in society's eyes because it was men saying that. I'm not going to sit here and bash them. I'm married to a white guy, but let me tell you, they got to be told what to do. They don't know. Like, I tell my husband every day, he runs a company. I'm like, where are the women? Where are the women? And it's like, oh, they don't know what they don't know. So, you know, I'm going in with all of this with grace. And so we were all raised a certain way at this age. And so my hashtag men supporting women is the next battle that I'm going to face. And I'm committing to everyone that I will be doing that. But just so you know, like, it's like the guys, even the ones that are, they think that they're out there and really being supportive, they really don't. They don't know. So it's our job. We've got to, we're doing all the work. We've got to tell them how they can support us. What's the good news? I mean, I'm hopeful. That's kind of the state. That's where things are. But what I am excited about are the possibilities. And so how do we get to a state of feeling excited about the possibilities? First of all, it's the understanding of where we've been, how we've been taught, what's been drilled into us, the competition, the lack, all of that, that all comes from how we were raised, the advertising. I mean, just think about reading your Vogue and your teen magazines when we were young. I mean, it was just, I always felt so depressed. Like, I wasn't like the woman who was in the magazine. Like, my skin's not there. I'm not 100 pounds. It's just all been driven into us and there hasn't been representation all across the board. So give ourselves grace. So if we find that we're beating ourselves up about things or we find ourselves judging another woman about things, it's not because we're bad people. It's because these thoughts have been drilled into us for decades. A really important exercise for you to do is if you notice some type of a thought coming in, a negative one towards yourself or one towards another woman, just notice it, recognize it and go, oh, that's an interesting thought. It's not mine. Shove it to the side and think about a better thought. So if I look at Julie and go, who is she to start a company at almost 60? Like, who does she think she is? Where's that thought coming from? That's not my thought. That's society's thought saying women who are in midlife can't start a business. And I go, okay, so you thought, push that aside. It's not mine. And instead, what's the next better thought? What a queen. She is starting a business at this phase in life. What can I learn from her? How can I, you know, ride on the wings of what she's doing and let me follow her. Let me soak up her wisdom. Let me flip that around. So it's one way to do it. Another thing at this time in life is we've got to support ourselves. So we might have, you know, like I said, we've been through a lot and we've got to finally come to a point where if you haven't unpacked the baggage that you've gotten from the past couple of decades, it's time to unpack the baggage. You owe it to yourself. And then that way you're also going to be able to serve everybody else and kind of serve that collective. And it's not self-indulgent. It doesn't make you selfish to want to put yourself first. This is the time to put yourself first. By putting yourself first, clearing out that baggage, getting any support that you need, you're able to go out there and accomplish what you want to accomplish. The other thing we need to do is really be meaningful about how we're supporting each other. And so I have a whole keynote dedicated to this, and I won't go into all of it. This is just the high points, is that we have to go in on collaborating with women, supporting women, and doing it better than we've ever done before. We can't be lazy about our support. I told you 70% of the voices out there are men, and they talk and talk and talk. And, you know, some are saying good things, some are saying a lot of nothing. When our sisters here are out and about and doing things, they are, you know, running nonprofits, they're having new product launches, they are running programs, they have a photography business, whatever it is, we've got to support them. And it's not just a mindless like on social media. It's a thoughtful comment. Oh, Julie's coming out with a new flavor of a bar on LinkedIn. Let me repost that on LinkedIn with a comment as to why I love Julie and her products and share that to my network. We need to be really intentional about supporting women. It's the only way out. We're going to stay exactly where we are if we don't band together. So our big word now and forever is collaboration over competition. Competition is just so 80s. We're not doing that anymore. That whole Gordon Gekko, greed is good, blah, 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 like kill or be killed, all that. I could go on. It's over. Collaboration. And we've got to be very intentional about how we go out and support each other. So it looks like a comment and a share on social media. It's showing up to people's events. It's buying women-owned businesses, products. I gave a keynote in December, and it was right before the holidays, and I was talking about buying women-owned and cited a couple different companies and women. It was something so simple, but no one had thought about it. I said, why buy wine from this person when you can buy wine from a women-owned business who also, by the way, gives back to women-driven nonprofits? So we have to just go the extra mile, and it's really hard. We're all busy. We're all doing things. We're raising the kids. We are taking care of the parents. Many of us are single. A lot of us are doing everything on our own, and it's really hard to get out of ourselves. But I'm telling you, it's so important now more than ever to really step up to support each other in these meaningful ways. The final thing I want to talk to you, because I want to open up to a little bit of discussion and some questions, is overcoming fear. Because I want all of you to step out into the spotlight and be seen and heard. So it's my new rah-rah. Second part of my rallying cry, which is you're not too fucking old. The second part now is to step into the midlife spotlight. And that means anything, the spotlight for work, your relationship. You want to fall in love and find a new person. Great. You want to just show up and do your salsa dancing and live your best life. That's what that means. It means you get to do whatever you want. And I know the number one thing, well, apart from the whole society that has told us that we can't do it, is fear. And so overcoming fear is really important. And so understand and realize that fear, it's a false construct. Gay Hendricks says fear is false evidence appearing real. It's, you know, it's you, your body, everyone like wanting to keep us safe. But we are not in harm's way like we were hundreds of years ago. We're good. No one's going to die from showing up on Zoom because I want to show up on Zoom and, you know, talk to women. Or you're out there at a sales event and you want to go sell your product, or you're doing your first reel for the first time. Nothing makes me more excited. I just did this morning. A woman came to me who's in a leadership group. I'm starting a new TikTok. I'm launching my season 4 of my podcast. And I'm like, I couldn't be more excited if it was my kid graduating from high school. I'm like, go girl. This is so exciting. Let's all get in there. Let's share it. Let's like it. Let's comment. Because that's what we need to be doing. And it is very, you get scared, but don't be scared. So park fear on the side. And just focus on what you want to do and what you want to achieve. If it's dance lessons, if it's starting a new company, if it's finding new love, park fear on the side, say you're false, and you go for what you want. And then the other thing is to stop caring what people think. I feel like it's the hardest piece of advice, but I believe we are right now in the can't give two F's chapter of our lives because we have done it for so long. It's time to just step into who you are. Any of you who've worked with me, I drill this in time and time again. You've got to be you. It's okay to repel everybody else, and that will allow the right people to come into your world. So you just have to stop caring what people think, and those right people are going to come to you. So I want you to just imagine a world where we are leading teams, leading discussions, leading change. We're sitting in the proverbial boardrooms. We're doing the things, and we've got this united sisterhood with us, next to us, behind us, underneath us, pushing us forward. And that can absolutely be ours. We just have to start today, and we've got to commit to it and just say, I'm not too fucking old, because you're not. You're not. The only time you're too old is if you are in the ground, buried. That's it. My mom is 78. She just had a heart attack 3 weeks ago. She's okay. It was a warning call. She's back at work in a week. It's my mom, 78. She's like, I'm good now. She was having some issues. I'm good now. What's going to stop me? She loves what she does. People think she's ageless. She's so excited. She's a real estate agent in Hawaii. She loves mentoring other women. People really don't know what age she is. And it's not because she does all these things. It's because this youthful energy comes from within. Heart attack's not stopping her. So, you know, it ain't over till it's over. So if you take away one thing today, is to know that you're just not too fucking old. Just like give the big old middle finger to all of it, to all the forces out there that want to try to keep us down. And just know that you can do it. You can do whatever you want. You can set your mind to it. And the number one way you can accomplish that is by doing things like this, by banding together, because we're better and stronger together. It's my number one mantra, apart from you're not too fucking old, is that we're better and stronger together. So if you're not in groups, join groups. I consistently bring women together. You're going to see a lot more of that from me this year and some exciting new things coming out. But the best way to get where you want to go and to feel like you're connected and really feeling part of this, I'm going to say part of this midlife world, but anchored in it and anchored in the possibility is being around other midlife badasses who have that same thought. Because I remember when and I'm just going to give you this quick story. Years ago, I was in a yoga bathroom. I swear to God, all the best conversations happen in the yoga bathroom when you're half naked. There's this woman who I'm going to say was around 60, and she was just throwing her hands up. And she's like, I'm just going to give up. I'm just done. I'm just going to give up. And something deep within me called out. I couldn't even like monitor what I was saying. I was like, you can't give up. Why would you give up? 60? Why would you give up? You could be living 30, 40 more years. Why would you give up? And I understand now, you know, why. You know, there's so many things that are weighing on us that you give up, but it's just going, God damn it, I'm worth it. My other mantra for this year is I'm too fucking fabulous for this shit. So take that one out too. If you feel like everything is like a little too hard, just go, oh, you know what? Just too fucking fabulous for this shit. You know, I'm 54, whatever. Let's stop looking at the wrinkles in the mirror. Full disclosure, I get Botox. Thank you, Genfic. But it's not about, I don't like this aging gracefully thing too. I'm going to go off on a tangent. I think you age however the fuck you want to age. If you want to wear Birkenstocks and flowy dresses and go gray, great. If you want to do Botox and fill and do the things and all the stuff, great. Again, we don't want to be judging anybody else about our choices. There are choices. And so it's just aging. It's just aging. And what a privilege. What a privilege. And we are uniquely poised, I'm going to say it again, to really go out there and get what we want. We can start businesses. We can start dancing. We can travel the world. We can ride horses. I have all these stories of women doing incredible things, and I try to bring them all on the podcast because I know it can be hard. I've got aging parents. I've got a teen about to go to college. There's a lot going on, ladies. There's a lot going on, but we survive it all and thrive in spite of it. Just knowing you're not too fucking old, knowing there's other women who are in the same boat as you. It's so much easier when we're talking about it, we're gathering together, and we know that we're just so much better and stronger together. So that concludes my high horse talk for right now, but I want to open it up to some questions because I know all of you have thoughts and everyone's going through different things. So I want, and being mindful of time, about like 15 minutes. So I want to make sure we have some time for some interaction, because this is also where we just feel better. If we just know somebody else is going through something, we just know, okay, my God, it's not just me. I'm not the only one with a mom who just had a heart attack and a kid who's trying to get into college and work and just, there's so many ands. But I would like to pose the question of, what are you dealing with right now? And what do you think is possible? So I'm going to throw out that sort of tempting question.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity to be in community and sharing and see each other's faces. I remember we had this conversation last year of how important it is to feel that you're not the only one walking through this midlife madness. It's so true. You know, I have an aging mother. She's 80 years old. She lives in the same building and I have three grandkids. So I am like literally a sandwich situation. Not even my kids. I have my grandkids that I pick up from school every afternoon. And at the end of the day, I say, thank God I was able to pull through today. But when I look back into what I've done, oh my God, I don't think that a man could have done it. I don't see my brother doing it without me. I don't see my cousins being able to pull through. My ex-husband doesn't help with the grandkids. My brothers do not help with my mother. I said, at the end of the day, thank God. You know, thank God that there's somebody like me pulling this shit together, because nobody else would have done it. And yes, I am extremely, extremely tired. And things like this, like, it's so important. Let's try to stay together. You know, before we used to be able to meet at events, and, you know, I don't know when's the next event, but even online, even a gathering like this is so powerful, because I get to feel, I am very sensitive. I'm very empathic. I get to feel the energy of everybody that's in the virtual room. So thank you for giving us a space, Jen.
Thank you for that. Anybody else want to pop in or else?
I heard a quote this morning that I just wanted to share with everyone. And that, it's not a quote, it was just a statement, but all the hard things that we go through prepare us for the next level in our lives. So our darkest times, our most challenging times, that's when, not that we, I feel like I don't need any more character building at 58. Thank you very much. However, if I'm going to live for 40 more years, of course I do. Of course there's more to tackle, to enjoy, more adventure. So of course challenging times will prepare me, are preparing me for what's next. And growing a product company is really, really challenging. This is, you know, this is my third company. I've had two multi-million dollar service companies. A product company is a whole nother ball of wax. Started at 55, and it is one of the most rewarding companies I've ever had, and I easily the most challenging. I love everything about it, and it's built, it's growing me to places I didn't know I had. This company may make my hair completely white by the time, you know, it's over with, but that's okay. For me, I don't want a seat at the table. I always want to own my own table. So that way I know that everything I invest, all the time, effort, dollars, it's for something that I can control for myself and my family. So I'm right there with you, Jen. You know, like, we're sisters in the journey, and we're never too old. And so whatever dream you've got stuck in you, brewing in you, just launch that baby, because whether you hit the pinnacle or not, it's the process. It's the growth that we continue to have. That's, I think that's what keeps us excited about life. That's my two cents for this morning.
Well, I love your two cents. And I just want to highlight something that you just said, which was about the journey. Just the common thought again about, you know, hitting midlife is that it's winding down and that it's over. Oh my God, it's not over. And I've met the most incredible, outstanding women the last couple of years. And I have to tell a funny story. We were in New York together. That was about a year and a half ago. And I had a selfie stick and another woman with us. We were walking along the streets of New York chanting what we were saying, like, badass bitch or badass midlife bitches doing big shit. We were chanting that.
We were doing our own Sex in the City kind of, like,
And so we're like, just with the selfie stick, like, badass. And then Julie's going, doing big shit. Not giving a shit what anybody's thinking about us on the streets of New York.
And we hadn't even had a grand old time yet.
And then we were totally sober. Yeah, it was just, we were just high on life and just coming off of an event that we were at. And we were just so excited to be together and just knowing, like, there's this feeling, and this is why I do all that I do, is that if someone told me I couldn't do anything more right now at 54, I don't know, I'd have to end it all, because there's so much in me to come out. And I know there's so much all of you have that is yet to come out to the world. And so just know that, just go for it. Okay.
Hi. I'm so happy to hear all of these different perspectives. And I'm at the point of my journey that I did go for my passion, and I've been pushing at it for the last 5 years. And I know that I've created an amazing product that is so much needed in the world today. But, you know, you do get the days where you're like, you know, what, why am I doing this again? You know, why is nothing working out the way that I'm planning it? Why are people not getting it, or whatever it is? But I think that I heard a quote this morning as well, and it was, there's no losing, only learning. There's no failure, only opportunities. And there's no problem, only solutions. And I've always been a solution-oriented person. And even though as a human being, sometimes we get down on ourselves and think the very worst, but I think if we focus on the solution and know where we're going, we will eventually get there. And with everything that you said, Jen, which is so important, especially in the time that we're living, if we support each other, women especially, and forget about the competition and all of that, but truly support each other, there's no stopping us, and we will change the world, literally. So thank you for that. And I'm so happy to be here.
I want to reflect something back that you said that's really important. A lot of us are entrepreneurs, solopreneurs on here, and it's hard. It's hard. There's the up days and the down days, and that's where you've got to call on fellow women in business and say, I need help. And I am guilty of this. I made myself vulnerable the other day, and I just said, I need some help here. I need some amplification of something. I am wired to promote the living bejesus out of everybody else. It's who I am. The hardest hurdle to cross, I think, for women is to ask for help, because it is hard. Everyone's doing big things here, and it's hard to ask for help. And I think just what I'd love to leave you all with is ask for the help if you need it. So we need to go out there and give it. Like, I'm always blown away if somebody tags or shares, and I try to do that all the time. But ask for the help when you need it, because you're not alone. No one's alone. Everyone sees, okay, we're all dressed up. There's a nice background. The rest of this week, it was like till 11 o'clock at night in the same gross yoga clothes. My kid's going, Mom, did you wash your hair today? That's the reality.
And what you don't see, everything else that's out there, like, here's great, but over there, like, oh my God, the piles of paper, right?
You know? Files, the stickies, the anybody who's in, like, interviewed a home organizer and is like embarrassed that she could even maybe somehow teleport into my office to see the chaos that's over there, exactly to your point. But we're all human. We're all going through all of this. It ain't pretty all the time, but it ain't ugly all the time either. So it's like, we've got to be there for each other for the ups and downs. Thank you for that, sharing that.
And gratitude too. Gratitude is so important. And, you know, the more you are grateful for what you have, the more God, the universe, whatever you believe in, really opens things up to you. So I just wanted to throw that there too.
100%. Thanks for sharing that.
I love everything you said. That was so inspiring. And also, I mean, what I want to talk about quickly, because I think about it all the time, because I work with teenagers, so I'm always thinking about the future. The present is really challenging. So let's jump forward to the future. I believe these kinds of gatherings that I'm seeing popping up everywhere are the beginning of the revolution of the new world that is upon us. It is happening. And what's confusing, because I struggle with this all the time, is that we still have patriarchy in full form. I mean, our next election is literally two old white men. What the hell? But the old white men are going to die soon. They can't live forever. Regardless of what you believe, the old white men are literally dying on their way out. And I believe that these groups of women, and I see it in Gen Z, that is spectacular young women. Holy shit. I can't wait till they're in charge. Give them like 20 more years and they're going to be tearing it up. But we're paving the path. We're setting this foundation of the revolution so that the next generation and the next one, like you were talking about, Jen, the women before us, oh my God, my mother and grandmother and grandmother, they all had to work so hard. Everything sucked. And yet they prevailed so that we could do this work. I think we're the foundation builders for this new world that is being created. We're starting it. And I think that's why there's so much constant resistance, because we're really pushing up against the old system that's still in place, even as the new one is growing. It's like the plant growing up through concrete. And I believe that it's going to take a moment. It's like Martin Luther King said, the arc of justice is long. It's taken take a while. But I think we might, by the end of our lives, see what we're building right now in the new generations. And I am so honored to be alive at this time with all of you women, because this is the beginning of everything great. And I have to keep, I'm saying this to myself as well, because it's really hard right now. But I think that we are creating miracles.
Woo! And beautiful. I'm glad you give that Gen Z perspective, since I've got three Gen Zs in my house and two are 16-year-old girls. I'm very acutely aware of them watching me and seeing me. And those of you who've been to my in-person event that I had in January, you saw my girls were there. It's very important. My son needs to be there, but he couldn't be bothered. That's another battle to wage. But it's very important that they're there and so they can see. I'm hopeful for the future. And I want to make one comment. You made me think of something. Sometimes it can be hard to find friend groups and things, and you might feel like everyone's locked in, but I would challenge everyone, if you are in that space of like wanting to find new friends or thinking it's hard, is that it's flipping your thought process about it and going and walking into any room going, I just know I'm going to meet so many incredible women. And guess what? You do. And I bring women together as much as possible. This is like my third event, I think, in the span of 8 weeks. But if you expect to find amazing women, you will. And that's so critical right now at this point in time, is that if you expect it, you're absolutely going to find it. It's kind of like, oh, everyone's so this, this, that, and the other, and something negative, then that's all you're going to see. It's like, if I want to buy a new red car, all of a sudden, all you're going to see are red cars on the freeway. So it's something that happens to our brain. So just think about always the positive and like, I will meet amazing women, and going out of your comfort zone and coming onto Zooms like this, coming to in-person events and putting yourself in the way of fabulous women. And guess what? They're there. Because look, they're here.
Thank you so much. My soul is charged up for today. There were three things I was really reflecting on, that as we all leave today, focus on receiving. Like you said, it's really hard to say yes to help. And that was something that I had to learn a hard way. As a two-time breast cancer thriver, universe really taught me that. And really focusing on all the women around us, and every single person has a gift that they have to offer, and embracing their gifts. Today, reaching out to a woman in your life that you haven't for a long time and making her feel special. I just felt like everything we shared today, all those three things were three things that came to my mind that I just wanted to share with this special group. What a beautiful, amazing group of women. Jen, this is your gift. Thank you for sharing you.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. Well, first of all, just thank you for taking the time for you, and thank you for taking the time for everyone else, because it's also really important that we show up for everybody. And we never know who's going to be in a room, and sometimes it can be scary or you know, very exciting. So we never know who's going to show up. So the power of all of this always is in the group and the collective. Thank you for showing up and being here today. And I'm honored that you chose to, you know, spend International Women's Day with me. And, you know, I'm going to keep on keeping on. That's, you know, my mission in life from my higher power is to empower you. I'm not stopping. And I've just, like I said, I've been, you know, zhuzhing things up and redoing things and refocusing things with the agency and the podcast and all of that, all to support all of you. I am just, you know, I'm honored to be in community with you today, and just take away. And there's a couple different things you can take away from today, but the number one thing is, really, truly, the number one thing is that we are better and stronger when we're doing life together. And then number two is, of course, that you're not too fucking old to step into your midlife spotlight. So don't ever forget that. And I'm always here if you need me. I'm a DM, an email away. I'm here for you always. And I will be doing a lot more of these virtual sort of gatherings, so stay tuned. I'm sort of putting some things together. So never fear, there'll be more opportunities to be together. We had this beautiful conversation today. So if every one of us just went out and like sent somebody a text or posted something on social media for a friend and helped a sister out and helped shine some light on somebody else, like what a beautiful day that would be, right? So let's go out and do that. Give yourself grace, be kind, kick fear to the curb, and know that you're too fucking fabulous for this shit. And that is just the stuff that's kept us down. We're done. We are on the way. We're paving the way for that beautiful generation coming behind us. And they're going to soar, and they're going to soar on our wings. So thank you all for being here today, you lovely, wonderful ladies. And I will see you very soon. I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you'd like to find out more about how I can help you with your business or life, or you'd like to know more about this podcast, please visit my website at www.jenmarples.com. And if you sign up for my newsletter, I've got 2 free juicy gifts for you. My Stepping into the Spotlight guide, if you're ready to be seen and heard in your business, and my 12 Steps to Pivot guide, if you're itching for a change but don't know where to begin. Finally, I'd love to connect with you on socials. So please follow me at Jen Marples on Instagram, LinkedIn, or TikTok, and let me know you listen to the show. Nothing makes me happier than connecting with you, dear listener. Have a beautiful day.